Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Game and Fish respond to reports of an illegal animal in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Animal Control received a report of a resident of Gillette housing a wolf hybrid within the city limits. After contacting Wyoming Game and Fish, Gillette police officers assisted in contacting the 34-year-old man supposedly in possession of the animal, according to Gillette Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The man was issued a warning and informed that he must remove the animal from the state. He agreed to arrange to have the animal removed from the residence and the state by December 5th. Wyoming state statute says there shall be no private ownership of live animals classified as big or trophy game animals or of wolf or wolf hybrid. Daughter of former Gillette teacher wins national award. The National Milk and Educator Award for Teacher Excellence selects about 40 elementary school teachers nationwide every year. This year's recipient was Jessica Cavitz, a kindergarten teacher at Meadowlark Elementary School in Buffalo. The award has been called the Oscar of Teaching. Cavitz is the first in Johnson County School District to receive the award, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Cavitz credits her love for teaching to her mother, who taught in Gillette for almost 30 years. You can touch so many lives as an educator. There's no job like it, said Cavitz. I love learning and I want to share that love with children because learning is what's going to take anybody anywhere in their life, Jessica said in the press release from the Milken Family Foundation. In addition to the award, Cavitz received a $25,000 cash prize. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Brian Schroeder presented her with the award at a surprise school-wide assembly on Tuesday. After receiving her award, her students quickly gathered to give the teacher a congratulatory hug. The Milken Educator Awards are in their 35th year with a mission to inspire and uplift with stories of educators making a difference in their students, colleagues, and communities' lives. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.